This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Mark Shuttleworth.
It is Rock Talk. My name is Mark Shuttleworth, and joining us on the phone, Laura Heltz, the Executive Director of Veterans Outreach Center here in Rochester. Laura, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you so much.
It is great to have you with us. Veterans Outreach Center, a fantastic organization, just celebrated a big milestone. Was it last year you celebrated the milestone, or is it this year?
Yeah, it was 2023. We celebrated 50 years in this community.
2023, wow, my goodness me. It's amazing. And the way that Veterans Outreach Center got its start is such grassroots. I know we've talked about this on the air before, but can you kind of give us the summary version of that for folks who don't know? Because it's such a cool story.
It really is, and I think, you know, it's fun to retell it because it's such a testament to the perseverance and the tenacity that our Vietnam veterans have. But basically, in 1973, returning Vietnam veterans were struggling, and I think that part is really sad, that part of the story. We know that there was a lot of politics surrounding the Vietnam War, and unfortunately, they just were not welcomed into a lot of the traditional organizations that had been serving vets. And so the government even recognized that and decided to create funding for what they called the Veterans Outreach Project. And this organization was born initially through some funding that the city of Rochester got and Action for a Better Community collaborated with them on. And then when that funding went away about 6 years later, our Vietnam vets decided that the program could not go away. So they created their own 501c3, and through thick and thin, funding and no funding, heat and no heat in the building, they kept it going for 50 years. So
it is
we're really proud of that.
And it's really grown into something magnificent. I mean, something that you guys should really be proud of, and the way that you're able to serve. I mean, you're a veteran yourself. I know, veteran of the Army.
Yeah.
But
the
way that you give back to your fellow brothers and sisters in the military is just fantastic. I mean, I know that the list is so long of programs that you offer. But what are some of the big ones?
Yeah, so we are, I think, very well known for our employment and training programs. We help probably 170 or so vets get back into meaningful civilian employment every year. We are also known for our residential programs. We just put a $7 million renovation and expansion into our Richards House Homeless Shelter, reopened that in June of 23, and we now have 46 beds in that facility, plus another 8 beds in our Otto House transitional facility right next door. And we are, you know, one of the few programs, I think, that it really is a program. So when the veterans come and stay there, they're working through legal issues or, financial challenges, getting a job and all those kinds of things, so that when they leave, 80% of them leave our shelter employed and moving into permanent housing. Mm. And then we've also got a whole host of health and wellness programs, case management. We case manage Veterans Treatment Court. We have a barbershop, a fitness center. It's kind of a long list. We have a lot of great community partners that come in and operate in our building a couple days a week. And so if a veteran needs anything at all, they're welcome to come in and get services here. And I just also want to add, we don't discriminate. So it doesn't matter how long you served, what kind of discharge you had, where you were stationed, none of that. Just if you put your nation's uniform on, you're welcome at VOC.
Love that. You can learn more about Veterans Outreach Center online, vocroc.org is their website, vocroc.org. You see all the programs that are there. And we talk about a lot of the big stuff, Laura. I think this was a big eye-opening thing for me the first time I came down there and had a tour and really learned firsthand about what you guys offer is that, you know, we hear about the shelter and the helping veterans who perhaps don't have a place to live. But you offer for veterans who do have places to live. You offer assistance in other ways as well, whether it's educational wise or helping them complete paperwork to get some of the benefits that they might be due from the government that are very tricky to get.
That's true. Yeah. And so we've got accredited benefits counselors on site here from the New York State Department of Veterans Services and also from Monroe County Veterans Service Agency. So things like their GI Bill, service-connected disability compensation, pensions, all of that they can get help with. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing. And our fitness center, our barber shop, our hydro massage, our peer support groups, all of that stuff is at no cost to the veteran. So we really, you know, we want anybody to come in here. You may have a very good job, actually, and you may, you know, have a beautiful house, but that doesn't mean you can't come down and meet other vets and get to know VOC a little bit and use the programs that you earned through your military service.
Yeah, and then maybe they can get involved and volunteer themselves and help other fellow veterans as too.
Oh, definitely. And we can always use volunteers. And in fact, since you mentioned that, I know one of the things we were going to talk about is something that's super exciting this year. We have broken ground and we are constructing what we call a peer connection center. And so for our fellow veterans that are maybe looking for somewhere to volunteer, we're looking for folks that want to come in and be peer mentors to other veterans once this facility is finished. And it should be probably end of April, early May, that we're going to have this beautiful new space that is open after hours, 7 days a week, 3 to 11 p.m., and vets can come in and meet other vets, have some recreation programs, and it's just going to be really nice.
That is fantastic. That's the Peer Connection Center, you said? That's the name of it?
Yeah, it's actually called the Steve Preston Peer Connection Center. And Steve Preston was one of our very, very generous donors who over the years, not just generous with his financial resources, though he certainly was that, but generous with his time. And he would come in and he would eat dinner with our veterans that live at Richard's house. And he would donate his venison that he had hunted. Just a really beautiful human being. He was a career firefighter. We were very sad that he passed away just after Christmas in 2023. Such a huge loss to anybody that knew him, and especially the veteran community. But Steve graciously donated the majority of the funds to get this center built. And
that's so amazing.
It's named in his honor. And we are so excited because it is a gap in our community that there are no real connection points and mental health services for veterans available after hours throughout the week that, you know, aren't like the emergency room.
Yeah.
What a
great need! What a great need to be able to meet there, and in his name as well. And you said that's expected to open in the next few months. You said April, May, something like that.
Yes, we are also blessed. The LaChase Construction Team they're the ones that are doing the building, and they have donated their services to us. So
Wow. We're
paying for the labor and materials, but they are not charging us any kind of profit because they're super veteran friendly as well, and they are they're pounding away out there, and they're at this point, I think they're going to be right on time. Actually, it's coming together so nice, and we had some focus groups with vets last spring to ask them what kinds of things they'd want to have in this peer connection center. So we'll have like a little kitchenette. There's probably going to be ping pong, maybe some, maybe a pool table. We'll have nights where like people can do, you know, basketball game watch or Sunday football. There will be all kinds of like different, you know, speakers that'll come in and share information with vets about different topics. But really, anybody can come in and come and go as they please from 3 to 11 every day once it's built.
And is that right over there, right adjacent to your existing facility is it South Avenue where you guys are?
It is, yeah. So our kind of our main location is 459 South Ave, and it's right off the backside there in like the very small, only remaining green patch that we had of grass. We've gotten rid of that, and now we're going to have this beautiful space. So, it's, you know, right on a bus line for folks that maybe struggle with transportation, but also there is parking out behind the building if people want to drive over.
I love that you're using every inch of the property that you have to serve veterans. That's awesome. Though. I mean, that's
yeah, we actually had to get a waiver from the city for that. They said, you're already taking up too much space on that parcel of land. And we're like, well, could we have just a little bit more though?
I'm glad that they're good to work with and they help you guys out. That's great.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Laura Heltz, the executive director of Veterans Outreach Center here in Rochester. You can learn more about Veterans Outreach Center at vocroc.org. Some fantastic programs. If you're a veteran, some great stuff that you can take advantage of and should take advantage of. It's here for you. You've served the country. You've worn the uniform. You deserve these benefits. So please reach out and take advantage of them. VOCROC.org. And Laura, there's a new employment training initiative program that you guys have in place as well or putting in place?
Yes. This is an another thing that we're really excited about. It's brand new, and it's a terrific collaboration that's really kind of spearheaded by the Department of Defense. And it's called the Off-Base Transition Training Program. And we are one of the only pilots in New York State. I think there's two that are piloting this. One's down near New York City, and then, of course, we're the other one. And basically what this is, they're going to be career workshops that are provided to veterans that are currently serving in the National Guard and Reserve, and their spouses. So this is cool because we're really going to be taking care of the families, too, to kind of help them take control of their career trajectories. And there's going to be 12 workshops. We hope to start them later this month. The Department of Defense had some shifting around of staff, so it possibly will go into March for the start date. But things like how to market yourself, resume essentials, interview skills, federal hiring. I mean, federal hiring is a really big deal and how you go about that process. LinkedIn profiles, LinkedIn job searches, salary negotiations. So a lot of really cool opportunities for people to understand, like, employment rights, you know, all those things that are essential in finding the right job and, you know, being employed to your maximum potential.
That's fantastic. And tell me the name of the program again.
Yeah, it's called the Off-Base Transition Training Program.
Okay.
It's headed up by the transition assistance program that the military offers across all different, you know, branches of the active duty service element. And this is brand new, only two of them in New York State. So we're really honored to have been chosen to be the host site for the one that's in upstate New York.
Do communities like Buffalo, Syracuse, and other cities around our size, do they have organizations like Veterans Outreach Center, or are you guys really, truly that unique?
So yes, we are unique.
Yeah.
However, Buffalo's got a great program that we actually helped them get started back in 2010, and they're called the Veterans One-Stop Center. And then Syracuse, around that same time, 2009, 10, 11, somewhere in there, they started a program called Clear Path for Veterans, an agency. And Clear Path actually is in a beautiful spot. They have an old country club that they converted in Chittenango that overlooks, like, all the way up to Oneida Lake. And they've got some really cool things there. They do some dog training. So both of those two cities have some nice opportunities for vets. They're very new as compared to us, and they've both kind of looked to us to help them get started.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, I've talked to their executive directors a few times, and we really want to do more to collaborate and sort of tie together the Thruway veteran services, but we haven't quite gotten there yet.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I'm looking ahead here at your website, which I encourage everybody to do, VOCROC.org, and I can see all the events you have planned out for the year, from Flag Day. You got a golf event coming up in July, Pound the Ground, of course, and I mean, the list just goes on and on. There's so many ways people can get involved, whether it's supporting financially or supporting with their volunteering their time. And to volunteer, you don't have to be a veteran, right, Laura?
Oh, that's right. We really love, especially probably when non-veterans do volunteer, because it's such a great feeling to know that there are people who, while they may not have served, they appreciate those that did and they want to give back. So, you know, we'd love for anybody to come in and volunteer their time.
Yeah. You can find more information on their website, VOCROC.org. That's VOCROC.org. Laura, is there anything that we haven't covered today that you want to make sure our audience knows about besides the volunteer opportunities? Is there anything else that you want to draw attention to?
Well, you know, I think we covered a lot of the main points and some of the newer things we're doing this year. But I guess I just always like to remind people, if you know a veteran, if you are a veteran, please come in and see us. You know, there's no shame in it. I mean, we're like a, you know, like the American Legion, the VFW. We're a place where vets can get to know each other, have that camaraderie. And if there are things that you could use some help with, then we're glad to do it. I mean, and who better than an organization that's got, you know, half of our staff is veterans. And so we get it. And we just really appreciate the service of all, regardless of when, where, how, you know, all those things.
We are grateful for your service as well in the Army, Laura. Laura Heltz, the Executive Director of Veterans Outreach Center. Whether you're a veteran, whether you're not a veteran, get involved, donate, volunteer your time. But if you're a veteran, certainly take advantage of some of these programs. They are there to assist you, and they enjoy doing that, and they'd love to serve you. Laura, Always a pleasure to chat with you. We appreciate everything you guys do, and we wish you all the best with these new endeavors and whatever else you can squeeze onto that parcel of property that you have there on South
Thank
Avenue.
Thank you so much, Mark. We appreciate it.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 102.7 WLGZ, DJRO Broadcasting.